with SBS Radio.
I am Bertrand Tungandame on NITV Radio, and I'm in conversation with Shanae Hobson, curator of PIMP, Contemporary Indigenous Fashion Exhibition, currently on display at Bendigo Art Gallery until January 2021. PIMP is described as the first major survey of contemporary Indigenous Australian fashion to be undertaken in the country. Now, Shanae, welcome to NITV Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of visiting the art gallery last week now that our restrictions have been lifted, and I must first congratulate you for such a beautiful and big exhibition.
Thank you so much. We're just very excited that we can finally open to the public and that, you know, everyone can see the beautiful work that our First Nations artists and designers are doing all around the country.
It's more than just fashion, it's also art. And I must say, a matter of words to actually describe it. Can you give us a description of what you put together for us?
Yeah, so we've got just around 70 designers and artists from Cape York to East Arnhem Land to metropolitan regions of Sydney and Melbourne. And in terms of the actual objects themselves, we've got just over 100 different items, and they range from fibre material to textile print through garments and jewellery and adornment wear. So there's such a diverse array of First Nations representation in this exhibition, and it really is about celebrating our culture and our history and our stories through the medium of fashion.
There's a representation of different seasons. Mm-hmm. So many, such a wide range of genres and stories told there.
Yeah, it is. And when I was thinking about, you know, PIMPI and what that word means to me, it is the word that we use on the east coast of Cape York, which is where my mob are from. So it's a Kukuyao word from my great-grandmother's language, and it describes the passing of time and the regeneration of country. And when I was thinking about the artist's designs and the stories deeply embedded in each of the garments, it is about country, and it is about that rich ancestral knowledge and storytelling through fashion. So the exhibition is based thematically of four Kukuyao seasons, and there's also a section of the exhibition called Black and Deadly, which is a celebration of the work that artists and designers are doing in the metropolitan regions, who are really showcasing a form of resistance through their designs. And there's a beautiful work by Tegan Calishaw. You might have seen that on your visit, and it's the Deadly Queen jumpsuit.
Yeah, I saw that.
And it's
yeah.
a fantastic piece, and her brand and her label, Ali, is really about empowering the next generation of Indigenous youth and using words like deadly, which, you know, all of us mob use to mean great or awesome, is a form of resistance. And it is an empowering thing to be wearing a garment by an Indigenous designer.
Yeah, and there's quite a huge variety, because when you walk in there, well, if you see different colors, you think, wow, this is a huge variety of representation of Indigenous art and fashion.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the great thing about this exhibition is it does show the diversity of First Nations people today, and it does show how artists have been able to draw on traditional practices and techniques and really push the boundaries of their practice by being creative and innovative and transforming traditional methods of weaving into beautiful, sophisticated, wearable art pieces. We've got the gorgeous woven fibre material by the women from Bulla Bulla Arts, Mary, Yvonne and Margaret, and they collaborated with Yuwilleroy woman Julie Shaw from Mara Collective, who's based in Sydney, and they produced an amazing collection of works that really showcase that traditional form of practice combined with contemporary fashion and design ideas. And the reason that there is such a diverse array of garments and types of materials is it's really a reflection of who we are as Indigenous people today as well, and our creativity and our innovation and our ability to share our stories through newfound mediums. So just like, you know, painting on canvas, to digital technologies, Indigenous people have been able to reclaim fashion and do it in such a beautiful and elegant way, while still maintaining our traditional connections to our country and our land and presenting that to broader audiences as well.
Yeah, I must say when I visited, one of the really attractions that made me just jump in my car and drive to Bendigo last week was the Maningrida, the women, the Barbara women from Maningrida, because last year I covered their trip in Paris and they took Paris by storm, the capital of fashion, the world capital of fashion. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, if I have an opportunity to see them near me, I won't miss it. And I must say they delivered on their promise, because when I saw their dresses in, what room is that? It's right at the back. That's the first place I went to see, actually. I was just looking for them. How would you guide someone? Because for me, when I came in, that was my first, I knew what I was looking for. How would you guide, which direction should a visitor go through this exhibition? Or should they do just like I did, go all over the place, start from one focal point and move around?
Mm-hmm. I guess it's really up to the visitor's interpretation. And I guess that's the beautiful thing about being in a gallery space, is you can kind of view the garments in each room at your own leisure. The intention with the design of the exhibition is really to take people onto country, and we have a beautiful soundscape in the exhibition as well that I worked closely with Becky Freeman and Alara Briggs Patterson, who are both based in Melbourne, and Alara is a proud Yorta Yorta woman who grew up in Bendigo, so we had that connection there as well. And when you listen to the soundscape, you know, you can hear pu'u, which is the rain bird, and you can hear songs that are about the country and the changing of the seasons that are sung in language. And it's really just provides another element to the exhibition itself. Yeah, I guess it's really up to the audience, really, in terms of how they want to walk through the exhibition and which garments they would like to see. But we do have the beautiful Bapra garments from Maningrida, and we're very happy to have worked with the incredible women at Bapra, who are doing wonderful things in terms of their own collaborations, but also in terms of their artistic practice as well.
Yeah, and this soundscape, I must tell the listeners, because it's just when you visit and see the pieces, the soundscape is also a masterpiece. And I stood there and listened to the story, very, very well crafted piece of audio as well.
The intention was to take audiences on a journey onto country, so that when you're looking at the garments, it's almost like you're being transported to these places where the artists come from. Because a lot of the process of making these works is done on country. So to be able to replicate that in the exhibition was really special. And I hope that people coming to the show will be able to take their time going through the exhibition to listen to the soundscape and to be immersed in the experience as well.
Are these pieces available for sale anywhere?
You can purchase some of the garments and designs through the artist directly. So they've got their website. Can also follow them on Instagram and Facebook. A lot of the garments that you see in the exhibition have been purchased by Bendigo Art Gallery for our permanent collections, and there are pieces that are on loan from lenders and some of the designers and artists. But I definitely would highly recommend following a lot of the designers, keeping an eye out on their Instagram pages. I know Julie Shaw from Mara Collective has recently launched swimwear and some other beautiful designs, so make sure you keep an eye out for that.
Is this exhibition going to just be a one-off or be travelling around the country?
This is the first major survey of contemporary Indigenous fashion, and I hope that it's not the last. We will be touring to the National Museum in Canberra. So the exhibition finishes at Bendigo on the 17th of January, and then it'll open at the National Museum in Canberra at the end of February. So viewers will be able to see the exhibition there as well, which is pretty pretty exciting.
Yeah. Now, before I let you go, just one last question. What other projects have you got in the pipeline?
So we've got a few projects in the pipeline. We've been working really closely with local mob in the area and just building our fashion collection. You know, to be able to acquire First Nations fashion, I think, is really important because this is a moment in history, but also too, it showcases the importance of Indigenous fashion as a fine art form, but also the credibility of each designer and artist as well. So that's one of our, I guess, long-term goals at the gallery. And just working with mob, for me, it's really about working closely with artists and designers to showcase their work. We've also got a really great exhibition called Void, which was curated by Emily McDaniels.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's an exhibition that's currently on display, and there's some beautiful works by some really great artists, including James Tyler and Hayley Miller-Baker. So we hope that you can all come and see that exhibition as well.
Shanae, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
No worries. Thank you for your time.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.